Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Remember we used to say that back? Well, okay, yeah, remember we used to say that back in the day? Well, some of us anyway. just a little blast in the past. What's up, everybody? Hello, how are you? Welcome. It's the headquarters for Common Sense. It's the Ron Kelly Show. For a Friday, once again, March 28, 2014, and the weather has broken just a bit right now. I think it's between 55 and 60 degrees. Very, very nice outside here in the Northeast. Dodged a bullet the other day, no snow, as we were bypassed. You know, we got a blessing. We were bypassed, and the snow, nor'easter, they were saying, missed us. We didn't see anything, so you know, I want to thank the creator for that. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Glad you could be here. Once again, it's the, I wouldn't say the birthplace of common sense, but it's the headquarters for common sense. Because, you know, you can, people go to college and higher education, higher learning and those things, and I'm nothing against that. Nothing against that at all. I mean, you know, it's an honorable thing to go on from high school and enter college and graduate school and all that stuff. But you know what? With all of that, you need some common sense. You know, you need some common sense to go along with the sheepskin, and that's what we promote here. I promote here on the Ron Kelly Show is common sense, just common sense. Because everything doesn't take, everything doesn't take a lot of thought. Basically, it's just common sense, you know. So we promote common sense here on Ron Kelly Show because there are a lot of folks out there, yeah, as we, you know, as you can see by the news and other internet and other things, that people are not practicing common sense at all. Well, anyway, welcome. It's good to be here. Glad to be back in the air chair once again this afternoon, the new time, 5 p.m. Loving it. Gives me a little more time to relax and prepare. And I'm so happy that I'm not producing two radio shows anymore. Real Talk Live is dead. And I'm very pleased that I don't have to do that anymore, because you don't know how difficult it is to produce a radio show. It's extremely difficult. And I'm very happy not to be doing Real Talk Live anymore. So I'm grateful for that. Those of you who missed that show, I apologize for that. That you can actually go to blogtalkradio.com and you can hear episodes of Real Talk Live if you wish. But that's as far, that's as close as you're going to get to hearing that show live anytime soon. All right, got a lot to get to this afternoon, and I'll be talking a little bit about our newest sponsor of the Ron Kelly Show, Regina's Sweet Temptations. And I know, I'm going to hear it. Ron, you know, you're always talking about going to the gym and you're putting pictures on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but I just want to say that, you know, are you what you eat? Sure. Should you eat well? Sure. You know, but just sometimes, you know, when we take those snacks and we don't know when to stop. I mean, I used to eat a whole pint of Ben and Jerry's back in the day. I mean, the Ben and Jerry's with stuff in it. I'm not talking about the plain vanilla or chocolate. I mean, the Ben and Jerry's with all kinds of ingredients and all kinds of you know, in addition to the ice cream, there'd be candy, chocolate chunks, and all that stuff. No more. But we'll get to that. Regina's Regina's Sweet Temptations is the newest sponsor of the Ron Kelly Show. We'll talk about her in a moment. In the meantime, the website is www.cupcakelady511.com. www.cupcakelady511.com. I'll give you a little more information about her and what she does a little bit later on in the program. Okay, so once again, I don't know if any of you have seen this picture of the president and Mrs. Obama. Picture in a Belgian newspaper, magazine, newspaper, news magazine, whatever you want to call it, of President and Mrs. Obama. Well, just another of the you know, I've lost count of the insults that have been visited on President Obama since he took office about five and a half years ago, the President Obama took office. Just a multitude of insults and outrageousness that has been visited upon this president. And the latest, if you are a webby like me, the latest one was a picture that was photoshopped. There's a picture of the president and Mrs. Obama together. I mean, you know, the original idea for the picture. And the picture was photoshopped with the president and Mrs. Obama. You know, they got them looking like members of the Planet of the Apes. Photoshopped the picture, and Mrs. Obama, not just the president, but Mrs. Obama as well, who's been under attack as well. Maybe not as vociferously as the president, but she's been under attack as well. I'm not sure why that is. But anyway, the president and Mrs. Obama as apes on the cover of this news magazine in Belgium. And as a matter of fact, the president was there at the time in Brussels, Belgium, at the G7, well, it used to be G8, until they kicked the Russians out for invading Crimea and the Ukraine. So they kicked the Russians out. It used to be the G8, kicked them out, now it's the G7. And it's held in that country. And there's just another insult to the president and the first lady, depicted as apes from, they look like from the Planet of the Apes. You know, we've all seen the movies going all the way back to the one with Charlton Heston way, way back up until now. And the apes basically look the same. So they had the president and Mrs. Obama as apes in this picture. These are places where there, you know, some of this racism. And we're going to talk about Europe, because if you think racism is bad in America, you know, it's even worse in other places in the world, Europe especially. You see, now these are places where there aren't too many black people, and the white folks who are there don't have a chance to interact with black people. So, you know, where are they getting the information from? Because, you know, it's because some of it is ignorance, I'll say. Some of it is just plain ignorance. Because many of these people, non-blacks, don't have an opportunity to cohabitate with black people. So they really don't know anything about blacks. And so many of the fears that people overseas have about black people come from what they see on television, actually. Yeah. It's what they see on television. And, you know, black people are always depicted as being criminals in movies, for the most part. You might get occasional hero like John Q or something like that, where he wasn't really a hero. He got arrested at the end. What he did was wrong. Blah, blah, blah. But the opinions of many of the people overseas come from movies and television, old shows that were sent over there. Shows that, you know, that show black people in a bad way. Thieves, murderers, killing each other. Drug dealers. You know, all types of, just the scourge, the scum of the earth. That's the way black folks are depicted in many of these movies and television shows. So this is what they see. This is what they see. This is all they see because they don't have a chance to actually interact with black people. So when they come to America, many of them have their opinions of blacks already ingrained within themselves because of what they see on television. And they believe that black people are that way, really are that way. And, you know, in a way, there are some who are that way. But, you know, I say that all that to say that some of it is ignorance. Some of it is just straight up ignorance, where they get their ideas from what they see on television. You know, and you know, I don't necessarily watch BET too often. I don't watch Centric unless they're doing like the Unsung, or TV One rather. These are the stations, except for BET. BET is owned by white people. Centric is another cable channel, and TV One is a cable channel owned by black folk. BET used to be owned by a black man. He sold it to white people. So BET, the final word isn't coming from a black person. What goes on BET, the final word is not coming from a black person. It's coming from a white person. Does that make a difference? Well, you think about it. I'll let you decide that. But now, you know, some of the shows on BET, Centric, and TV One, I mean, I don't really watch those shows, those channels that much. I mean, like I said, besides TV One, they have a great series called Unsung. And Unsung is a television series that goes back to back in the day with, you know, musical artists, the Ohio Players, Temptations, Atlantic Star, some of these people. And it's a documentary, really, on groups, on different groups. And, you know, they how they got together, they rise, they fall from grace, and everything else. And by the way, Stephanie Mills refuses to be on Unsung because she thinks that she's still relevant, which in a lot of ways she is. Now, other than that, you know, there ain't a whole lot, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, some of these shows are funny and all of that, but, you know, the Hollywood House Husbands and Divas, and I can't watch it. I can't watch it. I don't, and I love my people, don't get me wrong, but I can't watch that stuff, because to me it's total nonsense. Now, these people overseas, Eastern Europeans, whatever, are getting there. They're getting these TV series, you know, depicting the black folks in a bad way. They're getting them on satellite and what have you. And so these are the things that they see. For many of them, it's their first real peek into to the black experience. And racism is rampant over there, overseas in Europe. Now, you know, we've heard that some certain stars go over there and make good, and Alexander O'Neill, and they said that Tina Turner, she did well. She moved to France. She's been there for 20, 30 years, and they love her. Yeah, that may be true, but what about for the average black person who's not a star? So I say to you all that racism is very rampant in not just in America, but overseas too. And some of it is formed by just ignorance. And then people come over here and they look at you and they're scared to death. And you're wondering, like, why are you looking at me like that? And they're, like, scared to death. Because they just saw something on TV before they came here. And it was all right for them to watch you on TV. But when they see the black person in person, for real, right in front of them, they're scared to death. Because they believe what they've seen. And, you know, with these black cable stations, I mean, how much are they contributing to this? That Girl and these shows, The Game. And, I mean, people like them. Okay, that's fine. I understand that. You know, me personally, I just can't watch them. Can't watch them. So the president, Mrs. Obama, is apes on a Belgian newspaper. And see, and now you have to wonder, or at least I do anyway, does the world, some world leaders like Vladimir Putin, for example, does he look down at America because the president is black? You know, does he not respect America because he doesn't respect the president because he's black? Now, I'm not saying that the president's doing anything wrong or that he's dragging the country down, but there probably are some world leaders who do look sideways at the United States because the president is black and may think that the United States, you know, is weak at the moment. I've heard some people, matter of fact, somebody you guys work with, say that the president was weak. And there are some world leaders who look at the president as being weak or look at the president as being incompetent because that's what they think of all black people. So there are some people who think, hey, it's because he's president, so what? I still think what I think. And there are a lot of people who think that the president is incompetent because he's black, and all black people are incompetent. That's what they think. So the president, you know, the president is the presidency of the United States right now is not being respected by some world leaders. Because of he's black. There are some who feel that way. And let's just cut to the chase right here. I mean, this is exactly what it is. I'm not saying it's right. It's wrong. But there are people who look down on the country right now because they have a black president. Vladimir Putin being one of them. Because he probably feels right now he can do whatever he wants to do. Unless he tries to go into a NATO country, then there's going to be a problem. Hopefully he won't be that stupid. But this is, you know, racism is everywhere. It's not just in America. It's everywhere. And black people are despised all over the world, not just in America. Black people are despised in a lot of different places, not just here. Look at Oprah. Went to the store. Wouldn't let her in. Oprah could have bought the store. Wouldn't let her in. I guess she didn't have an Oprah gear on or whatever. She was just a regular black woman. No, you can't come in here. This is a store in London. They wouldn't let her in. And this is Oprah, somebody who's world known, you know, known around the world. Wouldn't let her in the store. Didn't think she could afford what they were selling. Because she was black. You know, the president, every time you turn around, the president's being disrespected. To his face, in some cases. Like when the congressman yelled out, "You a lie, you lied," at the joint session of where he's making a speech in front of the joint session of Congress. The whole world watching. Called him a liar to his face. Unprecedented. Never has been done before. The president. A president. I mean, you know, Bush had a couple of shoes tossed at him near the end, but that was nothing compared to what President Obama is being bombarded with these days. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about how much black we contribute to the to what people think about us. How much do we contribute? Because it's not all TV. You know, they read the news too. Every time you turn around, there's a shooting, there's a killing, there's something going on. Black on black crime, however you want to call it. There's a lot of things going on. So they're looking at, it's not just the television, it's the news too. Now, television might be fictional and they're actors, but the news is the news. So we'll get to that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, I got to take a break. We'll come back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show for Friday, April. I saw it say April. 2 weeks left. File those taxes or else they'll be breathing down your neck and taking your paycheck. God bless America. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Glad to have you here, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. The Facebook page is The Ron Kelly Show. 4,600. Last time I looked, 4,600 likes for The Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. I want to thank everybody for going over there and taking care of that. A little more engagement, if you please. Post your questions, your comments on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. And also you can go to the Ron Kelly Show website. It's the official website of Ron Kelly Show. It's www.theronkellyshow.com, www.theronkellyshow.com. You can poke around in there, check out a few things, read my blogs, my commentaries. The Ron Kelly Show merchandise page is there as well. And if you want to let the world know that you are well-informed, you can order from a variety. You can choose from a variety of merchandise. It's the Ron Kelly Show merchandise page on the official website of the Ron Kelly Show. Is www. Did I say W four times? Maybe I did. TheRonKellyShow.com. Now, Regina's Sweet Temptations is the newest sponsor of the Ron Kelly Show. Yes, indeed, Regina's Sweet Temptations. Now, as I said earlier, now I know everybody knows I work out, I go to the gym, and I'm a fitness, not a nut, but you know, I do my thing. But you know, you have to do things in moderation. You have to do things in moderation. Don't eat the whole cake. Just get a slice. You don't have to eat all the cupcakes. Just eat one. And that's definitely what I'm going to do, because Regina's Sweet Temptations is something new. And I know how everybody is about, you know, I know how people are about having stuff made at home. No, it's not made at home. Regina's Sweet Temptations is made in a commercial kitchen and done by the book. So you don't have to worry about, you know, because I know how people are about people making things at home. Nope, nope, nope. It's professionally made in a commercial kitchen with all the great ingredients, butter and, you know, milk, real stuff, not the preservatives and the things you find out later on that they're making, they use to make tires and stuff like that. No. This is the good stuff here. Decadent, tasty, delicious. It's Regina's Sweet Temptations, and she has a variety of items that you can purchase. You go to the website. It's www.cupcakelady511.com. It's www.cupcakelady511.com is the website for Regina's Sweet Temptations, and you can go over there and you can check her out. And I'll give you the phone number. You can reach her. Yeah, it's Cupcake. The email, if you want to email her, it's CupcakeLady511@gmail.com. That's CupcakeLady511@gmail.com. And she has, like I said, she has a variety of baked goods, cupcakes, cakes, cookies, biscotti, muffins, red velvet cake, you name it. I want to try those Kahlua muffins next chance I get. Anyway, the website is www.cupcakelady511.com. That's www.cupcakelady511.com. The phone number is 201-491-1819. That's 201-491-1819. You definitely get in touch with this sister, Regina's Sweet Temptations. I give my official Ron Kelly Show stamp of approval, because I have tasted I did taste some cookies that Regina sent to me. Delicious. 201-491-1819, 201-491-1819. The website is www.cupcakelady511.com. That's www.cupcakelady511.com. The email address is cupcakelady511@gmail.com. That's cupcakelady511@gmail.com. Regina's Sweet Temptations is one of the official sponsors of the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much, everybody, and thank you, Regina, for your faith in me and what I do here on the Ron Kelly Show. And we definitely will not let you down. Everybody, get write that information down and support this sister. Regina's Sweet Temptations, some good stuff. 6 million people signed up for Obamacare. 6 million people. 6 million people has signed up for Obamacare. And I tell you, this has really been a disaster. from it. I didn't think it would be that bad. I'm sure the president didn't think it would be that bad either. But it's been somewhat of a disaster. You know, it's just one thing after another. And, you know, I support the president. Everyone knows that. You know, I'm a strong supporter of President Obama. But this Obamacare, I'm not such a, you know, I'm not sold on it. Not sold at all, no. Not sold. Because, you know, first of all, you know, I mean, the way, first of all, 24% of Americans approve of Obamacare. 24%, that must be the people who need it, because nobody else is for it, for Obamacare. 24% of Americans polled in a poll. You know, polls can be, you know, can be wrong. But 24% of Americans do not support, I mean, they do support Obamacare. So that means that 76% of Americans don't support Obamacare. And, you know, I think what happened with Obamacare is that the president, some of the things that the president said were not true. Or either he was misled or he was trying to mislead us. But some of the things that the president said were not true. About keeping your own doctor, for example. I remember the president saying that. If you want to keep your doctor, keep him. They didn't expect all the people who already had medical coverage, didn't expect their policy to be canceled. That's another big problem that came out this with the Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, as it's officially known. Now, they're saying that 6 million people applied for Obamacare, and that sounds good, but see, the way Obamacare works is kind of like the way Social Security works. The young people pay for the old people, you know, basically. The people that are working right now and are paying Social Security taxes are paying for the elderly who have retired or whatever, and we're paying for them. That's how Social Security is working right now. See, because if you think for a second that your money is going to be, this money that you're putting in is going to you, you're sadly mistaken. It's already going to somebody else, probably that you don't know. But this is the way it is right now with Social Security. The people who are working right now are paying Social Security tax, and it's going to old people. And with Obamacare, what was supposed to happen was that young, healthy people were supposed to sign up for Obamacare. It was supposed to be a majority of young, healthy people signing up for Obamacare. And if the young, healthy people sign up for Obamacare, see, young, healthy people don't need medical coverage for the most part. So the whole idea was, once again, the young would pay for the old, or the people with pre-existing conditions, once again. So we really don't know how many young healthy people applied for Obamacare. Probably not a lot, because they already have jobs. So, you know, I mean, I admire and respect the president, but this thing is, you know, it's got a life of its own. And it so far, so not so good with this Obamacare thing. So, I'm not a supporter of Obamacare. Not. I mean, I never did like it. I mean, tell the truth here. I never did like Obamacare. Because, I'm like, look, people... Hey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to be an apologist here, but hey, look, some people don't have insurance. They don't have insurance. You know, we're already paying enough taxes as it is to pay for everything else that's going on in this country. So, you know, I wasn't that sympathetic to people who didn't have health insurance. Because I just wasn't. I wasn't that sympathetic. Not at all. And see, because, I mean, I know there are some people, I mean, for the working poor and the destitute, I mean, the people who just don't have it, that's one thing. That's one thing. But if they're talking about 40, 50, and 60 million people without health insurance, how come only 6 million people signed up for this thing? It's burdensome. It's a problem. It's a problem. Right now, it's Obamacare. And once again, you know, we you know, the people who are working right now, like working people get stuck with Medicare, but stuck with Social Security. You know, see, because I'm hoping that I won't need Social Security by the time I get that age. I'm not planning on needing it because there's a possibility it may not be there when it's time for me to hang it up. The country is $16 trillion in debt. How are you going to pay? See, you're talking about $16 trillion. You know, you're talking about $16 billion. I mean, how do you, because a trillion is a million billion. Can you imagine that? A million billion dollars times 16 or 17. And, you know, how do you pay for that? How do you get that down? How do you get that down? I mean, you think you might have some bills. $16 trillion? It's an astronomical amount of money. And how do you get that down? How do you lower that debt? President Obama's recent budget, $3 billion. I mean, so that's going to take it up to $20 billion. And then they're talking about saving $20 trillion, rather. His latest budget, $4 trillion. So it's another four. So it's going to take it up to $20 trillion. I mean, how far can we go? So I'm not always, you know, down with the kook fringe, psychopathic Republicans. But in this case, where they're talking about smaller government spending less money, yeah, I'm with that. Because the less government the money spent, less money the government spends, rather, the less money I have to pay. So I'm with that. The smaller government, maybe not as harsh as they are, like they don't want to do nothing for nobody. I mean, no, I think there's some things should be done for people, but there's a lot of people who are burning the system. Lots of people. There's a lot of people who are getting money who shouldn't be getting it. Who are getting benefits who shouldn't be getting them. Plenty of people. See, that's part of the problem. The people who are getting money who are not so who are just burning the system. Getting SSI and there's nothing really wrong with them. Getting disability and they can hop a fence faster than I could. So there's a lot of waste of the system through people who are fraudulently, you know, you hear about it, fraudulently using the system. You hear about it all the time, doctors who are writing phony prescriptions and, you know, to fraud mills with some of these chiropractors and these things where they're billing the government and having a good old time. And they never saw the patient, never. But they're billing the government. And the government, you know, the way Medicaid works, you have to pay the bill. The government has to pay the bill within 30 days. So if what looks like a legitimate Medicaid bill goes to the United States government, they have 30 days to pay it. And these crooks know that. So that doesn't really even give the government a chance to check on something. I mean, unless it looks really, really bad. It doesn't even give them a chance to check on things. They have to turn around and pay that bill right away. So, I mean, you know, I'm not against old people or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. But I think that there's a better way the system can be run better. I think it should. It can and it should. You know, I think it should. You know, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back and talk about this plane. The plane, the plane. Remember Tattoo used to always point at the plane, Fantasy Island? Well, this isn't Fantasy Island, but the Malaysians have really screwed this up. And it's obvious that they weren't prepared. They just weren't prepared. First the plane was over here. Then it was over there. Now it turned around. Now it made a U-turn. You know, it did some of everything. Dumped the fuel. Did it dump the fuel? Looking at the pilots. Who did this? People on the plane with passports. And then for the Malaysian government to come out and say the plane crashed. And they don't have any evidence of that. It's just obvious that they wasn't prepared. Now you got 20 countries trying to help these poor people out. They didn't have the equipment. They didn't have the technology. And therefore, that's why this turned out to be such a big mess. We'll come back. We'll talk about it in a second. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Handle Society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, crunchy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Friday, April. Why do I keep saying April? Well, I guess it's probably because it's going to be April on Tuesday, I think it is. So welcome back, everybody. 347-426-3214. You know, I don't give out the telephone number that often. But anyway, 347-426-3214 for the Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Shouts out to my peeps all over the world, right here in New Jersey. Shout out to Dad. That he might be listening. He was asleep the last time I heard. He might be listening. He's not one of those older people I was talking about. If my money is going to him, I don't mind. So, you know, but he's not one of those older people I was talking about. But I have to clean that up. But probably going to see him later. And I want him looking at me, you know, give me the evil eye. Anyway, shout out to him. You know, hope he's feeling well. I hope he's doing okay. And so we're just doing our thing here. It's the Ron Kelly Show. You know how we do. Freestyling it every Friday afternoon. And you know, let me tell you now. Many of you out there have been married in relationships and whatever. Now we know what the evidential signs are when there might be some cheating going on. You know, lipstick on the collar and for the guy, and you know, changing your pattern, staying out late, hushed phone calls, phone ringing in the middle of the night. You know, we know about that stuff. But don't you know that there are other behaviors that we don't know about that could let you know if your spouse, significant other, partner, whatever, is cheating? There's other signs. There's behavioral signs. And you know, when we get into behavior, we have to talk to our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Susanna Flores. So coming up in April, Dr. Susanna is going to come back to the Ron Kelly Show. She's our resident clinical psychologist. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about behavioral. And I'm not talking about the obvious stuff. No, we're going to get deep here. We're talking about other behavioral signs of cheating. And again, we're not talking about staying out late and the obvious stuff. You know, the phone calls, text messages, you know, yeah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about some real stuff here. Behavioral indicators. So, I haven't set the date yet, but we've already agreed to the program. Probably the weekend, probably around the weekend of tax weekend, on April 15th, somewhere around there in that week, second week, third week of April, we'll do this. Behavioral signs of cheating with our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Susanna Flores, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Got about 12 minutes left to the program, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining me, as usual, doing my thing right here on the Ron Kelly Show every Friday afternoon. You know, somebody's texting me now. Every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock. I'm always getting myself in trouble here. 5 o'clock. So, the plane. These people were obviously unprepared. Because first it's over here and then it's over there. 20 days and counting. 20 days and counting, no plane. 20 days. Now, allegedly, I mean, and every time you hear about some debris, you just kind of, oh, here we go again. And I know the families are probably, you know, the families were rioting almost over there in Malaysia just the other day. They were storming the embassy, the Malaysian embassy in China. They were going off because of the getting jerked back and forth. And I don't blame them. Every time you turn around, you found debris. Oh, no, it's not debris. The satellite image, that satellite image. Oh, no, it wasn't that. Oh, no, it wasn't. You know, and you just go, I mean, how many times has there been a report of debris? And this is going back to 20 days ago. Probably every day. Every day there's some kind of report of debris. And I know this has got to be like, it's heartbreaking for the families, for family members who have to go through this every week, or every day, and practically. And then for the people to come out, for the Malaysian government to come out and just say, or the Malaysian Transportation Authority, whatever they call themselves over there, just to come out and say, oh, well, the plane crashed. No evidence, no plane, no debris, no nothing. Our hearts go out to the families. The plane went down. But where? Where? Where did the plane go down? Now you got them looking for the plane near Australia. You know, that's, Australia's on the bottom of the earth, underneath. You got to go a long way to get from Malaysia to Australia. So now they're looking way down there, and it takes so long, you know, and it was taking so long to get to the search area that by the time they got there, they only had 2 hours to look. But it took them like 8 hours to get there, burned up all the fuel. They got 2 hours to look, then they got to go back before they wind up in the water. So, you know, hearts go out to the families. It's got to be, I mean, I can't imagine having had, I've lost family members, but I can't imagine something like that, where every day somebody's telling you your loved ones are dead. But, okay, but where's the plane? Where's the plane? There is no plane at the moment. But again, debris spotted once again. Now they're going to send ships out there this time, because ships can last longer out there. Won't burn as much fuel as a search plane. And ships can stay out there for a while, weeks at a time. So they're going to send out the ships to the area. Just a shame, though. Just a shame. The New York City Special Inspector for Education has determined, in the case of the boy who got killed, Abante Okendo. And see, the sad part about that is whoever that psycho was that chopped that boy's body up is still out there. That's the scary part. You know, you're talking about a 10, 11-year-old kid. I mean, what kind of mentality? I mean, you know, that's a one scary individual, whoever that was, that killed that boy. I mean, he was autistic. Whatever you did to him, he probably wouldn't have remembered it, or he wouldn't have been able to communicate it to anybody anyway. So why'd you just let him go? You know, this boy's body parts, God. I mean, what kind of sadistic animal, you know, would you have to be to take a boy, you know, first of all, I mean, to do anything to a kid, sexual, whatever it was, and then to kill the boy and then dismember him? You have to be a real sick individual. So that's what bothers me. That this person is, I mean, yeah, we sympathize with the mother, and, you know, I'm sure the lawsuits will be flying. I mean, it won't help bring her son back, but I'd be trying to get the best lawyers in town. They'd have to close some schools, as much money as I would want. I mean, it's not going to bring him back, but somebody's going to pay. Anyway, the special inspector determined that it was the school's fault. The boy ran out. As a matter of fact, they showed the video. He ran right past a school guard on his way out the door. They said the school guard was distracted because just the point where the boy ran past, somebody was, a parent, I think, was giving the school guard a hug. And the school guard didn't see the boy run out the door. The second thing was that they didn't lock the school down. And nobody went outside to look for the boy. And so he wound up dead. Just a tragedy all the way around. But the saddest part is that this sick animal is still out there. Still walking around, might be sizing up some other kids. might be sizing up some other kids. So that's really scary for me, that this person is still out there. That's scary. And nobody's talking about that. I guess because they never were able to solve the crime, so they're not going to bring that up. But that's the scary part for me, that this individual is still out there. The one who killed his boy and then dismembered the boy. Ugh, just outrageous. Just outrageous. So, I just have to stop for a second because it's so mind-boggling how anybody could, like, kill a kid, first of all, and then chop him up. And then, it's disgusting. What a world we live in where people can do things like that. But that's the way it is. Now, we'll talk next week about that on the Ron Kelly Show. We'll talk about the Constitution and the protections, Miranda, and, you know, some of the other things that we enjoy that people are exploiting. And does the Constitution need to be changed? You see, because back in the day, 230-some-odd years ago, the people who wrote the Constitution, they didn't, you know, what's going on today wasn't happening back then. It was a simple time. There was no technology. There was nothing. You know, so they wrote in all these protections, First Amendment, Second Amendment, right to bear arms, right to free speech. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the right to bear arms. I'm not saying you shouldn't have the right to free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly. Yes, you should have all those things. But, you know, in those countries where they don't have a constitution, there's a lot less crime than there is in America. And people talk about the NSA and watching people. And, you know, I was I read something where they said you should put a piece of tape over your webcam, because the government can look through your computer at you. I was like, wow, really? But now, do some people need to be looked at? No, I mean, would you rather have the government eavesdropping on people than to, if it's going to stop somebody from lighting off a device in New York? Or would you be willing to make a sacrifice to say, okay, well, I'm not doing anything anyway, but as long as it stops, but if it stops terrorism or helps to stop terrorism, would you mind? So we're going to talk about that on another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. We're going to discuss that. Is, you know, does the Constitution need to be changed? And do we need to remove some of the protections if it's going to benefit society as a whole? Do we need to remove some of the protections in order for us to prevent terrorism? We'll talk about that. And we'll definitely talk about that, everybody, for sure. Because America is, in a lot of ways, is too free. And people coming from other countries with nefarious, intentions, but they still enjoy the protections of this country because they're here. And they may not deserve the protections of this country if they come here to do something wrong. So would you rather be watched or would you rather be blown up alive? We'll talk about that on another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Right now I'm starving. I'm going to go get something to eat. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Appreciate you, as always. And we'll see you back here next Friday afternoon for another edition of Ron Kelly's Show. So until then, I'd say have a great weekend, everybody. Make it a good one. And if your weekend does not turn out good, go find somebody to blame. We'll see you next week. Take care.